Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud radio show on the planet, straight from the E-Block radio, live on your dial, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high. Got my man, Monk Money, doing his thing in the building. What it do, boy?
Know what it is, bro.
Yeah.
Doing too much of nothing, man.
For sure, for sure. Got my production team in the background getting fucked up, trying not to cough. Hey. Shout out to my production team, dog. In the background, getting high as hell. So if you ever, if there's any technical difficulties, you know what happened, dog. You know what I'm saying?
And you know
don't
why.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Was high.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking us out, man. Of course, it is Social Media Thursday. So if you got social media, make sure you check out my man on Instagram and Twitter. It's Real Monk Money. And, of course, myself at Hood Howard Stern, man. Make sure you check us out. If you are listening right now, you can go over to the Facebook page. And if you watch it live on Facebook, then you can also click on the link in the status bar, all right? And go straight to our YouTube page and subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
You hear me?
You know what I'm saying? Then you can watch it from there because we live on YouTube right now, too, because we out here doing our thing. And just in case you forgot, right here on the back of the computer, you see it says subscribe. Yeah. So you see that? Every time you look, just all you got to do is click subscribe. It's two things, man. Like, it takes two things, pick up a blunt and light it, right? So, two clicks. Hit the link in the bar right there, and then click subscribe. That's it. You watching, it's rolling. You feel me?
Right.
But, anyway, it's Thursday, man. It's been 7 days since the last time. Well, actually, not 7 days, because we was just in here on Monday.
Yeah.
But, what's been good with you, dog? We already know what you did this weekend, because we saw you on Monday.
Anything
been going on since then?
Nope, same old thing, bro. Nothing major, man.
You got to do better, bro.
I mean, what I gotta do, man?
I don't know.
I mean, all I can do is just chill, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Go to work, stay out the way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking
about? For sure. That's real life, though. Especially in the city of Detroit, man. Like I said, I love my city, though. I really do. I guarantee I love my city, though. But this motherfucker is. Whew, it's getting out of control, bro. It's getting out of control.
Out of the way,
yo,
baby.
Look, I ain't even gonna say it's just us, man. They killing police too,
though. Man, they don't care.
Yeah, they killing police. And look, this is what I gotta say. I know it's probably gonna be fucked up to say, right? But I seen Chief Craig on the news the other day. He was saying, look at all the police that's getting killed. Like, why it ain't the same response? And I'm sorry, dog. I really am sorry. I apologize ahead of time. I know people personally who are in law enforcement, but in real life. I can't give it the same energy only because I know this is probably fucked up to say, but this is your job. You might get killed in the line of duty. Like
you signed up for that.
As a civilian, I didn't sign up for it when I walk out the door to get killed. And that's the fucked up thing to say. And I say that only because I know law enforcement. I got law enforcement in the family. And unfortunately, you know what you signed up for. It's kind of like being in a dope game or being in any kind of hustle. You know what I'm saying?
You know what come with it.
You know what come with it. And if something happens, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I do. I guarantee I do.
It's the life you lead,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you took on the role of being a cop. You carry a gun. So you know it's going to be something if you got to carry a gun. It's going to be some kind of issue might happen. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, you actually sign up for it, dude. You know what I'm saying? When you go to the academy, they train you how to shoot.
Yeah.
And all that shit. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's
so
kind of come with it.
Y'all should be blaming that shit on the people who.
And it's still fucked up. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's still a bad look. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to work and die, no matter if you signed up for it or not. But, I mean, for him to say that, I think I understand. I mean, his thing is, you know, that's public relations. He's trying to get the connection between the people
yeah, yeah,
and the
yeah,
police.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can dig that. Because
and that's his job.
That's his job. And at the end of the day, realistically, though, that's what's got to happen. And that can't just happen overnight, though.
No.
But that relationship between, and I know everybody said this before, so it ain't no new shit, but that relationship between the community and the police, man, has got to be fixed. Otherwise, it's going to always be a problem. But see, the thing is, though, is that it's only some areas where the people who police the neighborhoods are actually from the neighborhood. I think that's more important than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do think that's more important than
anything. Neighborhood watches and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's good to have a click light because the E-Block, you know, we've been sticking together for a long time. You feel
right. We've been neighborhood watch forever, not even on purpose, though. We just niggas outside. We just watching.
Because we always out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we got Lease holding the block down, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. Yeah.
Excuse me. My man said burn one more.
Burn one more what?
One more what you think.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what happened since the last time we've been on, of course. Now, another major thing, before we jump off into the Trump's 100 days and what just happened this morning, and in case y'all don't know what just happened this morning, about Obamacare. But before we get to that, though, switching gears, not all serious now, right?
Okay.
But we're going to move over to Funk Flex, though, right? So Funk Master Flex got on the radio talking Cash Money about two. Now, Pop been dead for what, 20 motherfucking years?
Yeah.
So he and that talking basically like, nigga, he knew that Big them didn't shoot him. He just knew it was some real New York niggas that he ain't want to fuck with and he wasn't really about that life. That's why he ain't go at the niggas who really did it. Why the fuck would you wait 20 years
to say that?
To say that whole shit. And the reason I say that's whole shit, though, is because at the time, I read some of Angie Martinez's book. And during that heated moment, you know, she ducked out to L.A. and interviewed Pac. They never released the interview. But at this time, Angie Martinez was a sidekick to Funk Flex.
Yeah.
He the man in New York, huh?
Yeah.
He the man. So at that point, dog, he could have served it up right then. Like, you know what? That nigga out here talking shit about Big, them like the real niggas who did it, he don't want none of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, at that point, the East Coast, West Coast beef was for real anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah.
You in there. You in that thing. Now, don't wait 20 years later. That shit was so weak to me. But Flex be on some fuck shit a lot of times, though. And that's what I don't understand. When you in control of the, I mean, you in the control of the media like that, though. And I say in control of the media because New York is a media haven. So whatever pop off in New York set the trend as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? As far as radio and shit like that go. But I'm going to say this, and this ain't no new shit, but in real life, everybody know that you know Pac wasn't the most gangster nigga, you know. I think Pac just kind of got himself in a situation where he was with a bunch of niggas and he was trying to assimilate. I don't really think he was gangster like that. I know I see my man C-Dub watching. He probably going to be pissed as hell I said that. I'm sorry, bro. He loved Pac to death, but I'm going to tell you in real life, Pac was that nigga from the hood that rolled with some thug life niggas and fucked around and got caught up and shouldn't have.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I say that with all due respect because the nigga was a genius musically, and he's a genius marketing-wise. That's why he jumped on that shit the way he did.
He was a smart individual, period, all the way around. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Except when it came to who the fuck he needed to be dealing with.
Yeah.
But I heard this, and I can't remember. I can't remember who said this. It was an interview that I was watching. I wish I could remember who said it. But they were saying how niggas come to L.A. and get lulled into the game and think that they're safe. But in real life, niggas from L.A. only really respect niggas from L.A. You know what I'm saying? That's really what he was saying was, like, you can come through, you know what I'm saying, and you can get down with the crew. But in real life, when it all come down to it, if you ain't really from here, you ain't really from here. And I respect that. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was a nigga who had been in L.A. like forever. But, I believe it. I think that's the situation Pac got himself into. But at the same time, still a bitch for that shit. I don't know. But he always be doing some suspect shit, though. And I don't know, is it for ratings? Is it for... Like,
I don't know, man.
I mean, High 97 doing all right.
Fucking drama, though. Drama, though, bro.
Yeah.
Drama. Drama brings motherfuckers in, bro. Because right now, we talking about this shit. It's on our fucking mind
right
now.
You're right. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I can argue with you about y'all. They know Funk Flex 100.
Right.
No, fuck all
that. Fuck that, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You know what I mean? He doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like Dennis Rodman. We call him Dennis Rodman.
Wow.
Look up, fuck Dennis Rodman.
Wow.
Paint his hair. You might want to get the fucking
by what paint his hair.
Leopard afro and shit.
Leopard afro. Yeah, but so enough about that, man. But speaking of Pac, though, I know the movie should be coming out soon. Though. What you think about that? Have you seen some of the trailers?
I think that nigga look like Pac, like a motherfucker.
No,
he
looks just
scary.
Like Pac, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he look like Pac so much. Like, dang.
Yeah, he looks just like that nigga, though. Hopefully it's good, though. I mean, I wasn't disappointed with the Biggie movie. I felt like it should have been a little something different, but it was like a movie. It was really a movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Was.
So, I wrote
with
that.
No autobiography,
right?
A fucking movie.
But this one, you expect something out of it, right? And it's Pac, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Or my man, first of all, if it ain't good, my man career gonna be over. the dude playing Tupac before it started, his shit gonna be over. Yeah, so hopefully, man. You know what I'm saying? I really want to check that out.
Unless they make it some remakes with Tupac in it.
Right, you know he got some unreleased shit still.
Yeah.
Like on that Dave Smith. Hell no, Dave, go home to your wife. Y'all niggas don't remember that shit, man. If you ain't no true Dave Chappelle fan, you ain't gonna understand that.
Right.
Speaking of Dave Chappelle, though, but not really talking about Dave Chappelle, what about Chris Rock, though? Chris Rock coming back doing some stand-ups and shit. Yo, I haven't seen Chris Rock in stand-ups since... When did this shit come out?
I don't know.
I can't even remember when that shit came out, but I think I want to go, because they going to come to Detroit. He going to come to Detroit. I think I want to check him out, dog. Shout out to my man D-Will, because D-Will, I know he love Chris Rock, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So when he, I know he probably going to try to get there. But I think I want to check it out. He did a spread on The Breakfast Club, I think it was. And he said the reason why he, aside from Owen Alimony, the reason why he got back in the game is because he felt like people thought he wasn't funny no more. So he wanna prove him wrong.
Yeah.
But Chris Rock always been funny, bro.
Yeah.
It amazed me if it turned out bad.
Just the way he talked is fucking bad.
Right. And now he and in addition to all that, he getting ready to add that divorce in there. So, you know, that's drama, right?
Yeah.
Everybody love drama.
Everybody love drama. Yeah. You know what it is.
I know, that sucked, though. Yeah.
It ain't suck. That's what it is, man.
That's life, huh?
Yeah, you love it. You love it.
I love it.
Yeah, you love that shit too, boy.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for checking us out right here on Facebook Live, but don't forget to click eblockradio.com and click on the subscribe button so you can watch from our YouTube page. Please subscribe.
We be
going live on YouTube. We be going live on Instagram. We be going live everywhere just on some retarded shit. We just
stay live, you know what I'm talking about?
We live, baby.
We live, baby.
Word. Yeah, but all right, so we're going to move along. My man C-Dub, though, he say Chris Rock comedy ain't for everybody. That's true. Everybody can't stomach it because he be for real with that
and
shit.
And like D.L. Hughley, a lot of people like his comedy. I like him as a radio host than I do as a comedian, honestly.
You talking D.L.?
Yeah.
You know what? I got a different respect for D.L. now. I think maybe because of, you might be right. Maybe because of the radio show. Yeah. Because originally, bro, I was like,
he just heckled the crowd. Like,
he was a crowd heckler, yeah. But now I respect this game right now, though.
Definitely, I think so.
Yeah. All right, so look, we got to move forward, though, before we jumping off to our topic. And just in case you're just now clicking in, our topic today is it ever justifiable for a man to hit a woman? All right, we're going to get in there in just a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Sound effect.
Was that a sound effect? Wow. That was a terrible sound effect, bro. But, yeah, so we're going to jump off into that in a minute. So stick around for a couple moments. We just going to wrap up one last thing, dog, and that's the Obamacare, dog. All right, so this is the thing. A few hours ago, probably less than a day ago, what we're looking at is Obamacare being, I guess we'll use the word repealed, I guess. Now, what's going to happen in place of that, I'm not totally certain. But did you see that one coming, though?
Nothing. Yes. Yeah, so
you saw that coming? Yeah.
He said it,
but he just said a lot of shit, though.
Yeah, so guess what?
He mean that shit. I mean,
so
he said a lot of shit.
About that, y'all, guess what? He said it,
yeah.
And he mean it. So y'all get prepared for this motherfucking wall about to get put up.
That wall.
I feel sorry for my essays, though.
Wow. But look, I still didn't believe it, though. Because he kept saying a lot of shit that he was going to do. But I didn't really think it was going to happen, though. But this obviously, this is really happening. And now it's reprised, I guess. And obviously, I'm pretty sure there's some more steps that have to be taken for that. But I'm just wondering what's going to happen after the fact. Like, what? Then what? Like, so we reprise it. What you go fix? How you go fix it?
Yeah. People right now got it.
Yeah. And that's the problem. I think that is a double-edged sword. I mean, you know, getting everybody to get insurance, I guess, for people who have it and don't want to pay the extra to help somebody out, of course, is an issue for them. But at the end of the day, I think it make it better for everybody if everybody can get health care if they need it. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But I figure if I got two extra dollars, if I give them two extra dollars to feed into the pot so a few people can go get a shot, like, I'm not even tripping on
and
that.
And that's
shit.
Why all these other countries around us is you know, surviving and you know, elevating to other shit because
they're willing to help each other,
you know what I'm saying? They're willing to have a give a helping hand, you know what I'm saying? Like Canada, France, all the motherfuckers, they go to school for free, nigga.
Right.
College is fucking expensive. You've been whole fucking around with college all your life.
Oh, nigga, shit. Everybody say aye, nigga. Yeah. But that's the thing, too, though. We know how to do that. We know how to share, but we only share in our class, though. All right, so this is like what you used to call that shit? I think it's a caste system, I think that's what it's called. Right. I don't know. I failed school. I really did. I got a college degree, but I don't know how I got that shit. But yeah, I think it's a caste system, right? Basically, whatever you're born into, you stay in that. You stay in that class. You know what I'm saying? So this is the thing: we share with each other when we on the same level. But it's the motherfuckers up top that need to be sharing with us in order. And that's why in Black communities, mentors are so important because there's so few people that's willing to give you that information and bring you up to where they at.
Yeah.
But we'd be on the same level and go back and forth all day. But like, that's not helping.
Like,
because we here.
Yeah, and I was just telling somebody that too. Like, people like, bro, I don't understand. Like, you don't want me on the same level as you or something? Like, I don't understand. You scared I'm coming up there for what?
No, that give you
problems. And we all eating, that's a hell of a party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, to me, that's like a good manager.
Yeah.
Like, you got a good manager who all of his employees end up being managers of other companies.
Mm-hmm.
Other departments or whatever, or other stores. That means that's good management.
Hell yeah.
To me. Hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, you only as good, I believe that, you only as good as your weakest person.
Yeah.
So if you can't get everybody up to your level, then, like, what you doing for real?
What?
I don't know, man, but I don't even want to talk about that shit no more, man. Right.
To the motherfucking topic.
Right, man, so if you got Obamacare, man, be aware that it's running out fast. And hopefully we get a real solution to this shit, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Trump, first 100 days, if it's been anything, it's been eventful.
Man.
Every day I wake up, dog, real shit.
I
wake up, he done said some shit.
He said it, and he meant it.
And he meant that shit, huh?
Hell yeah. So you motherfuckers watch the fuck out. You know what it is. The nigga, he's not playing. Bro.
Right.
He's not playing.
He ain't playing.
Serious.
Right. He's definitely serious.
So everything
serious.
He said, I'm thinking he's going to work at it. Doing it.
He go get the shit accomplished one way or the other.
He ain't campaign that shit just to be campaigning that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously not, dog. That shit is crazy, though.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move right along, dog. I want to thank everybody who's checking us out right here on Facebook Live, but make sure that you do click that link in the status bar and go to our YouTube page and subscribe to our YouTube channel, all right?
Yeah.
So make sure you do that for me, and it's cool because you go over there, you can continue to watch it live because we're streaming live over there, too.
Mm-hmm. You won't miss nothing.
Right, we're streaming everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
You won't miss nothing.
Hey, look, you can call, too, if you ain't scared. If you don't want to hear your voice on the radio, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. Once again, today's topic is it ever justified for a man to hit a woman?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
you know
ooh, 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 ask me. Ooh, ask me.
So it sounds like my man Monk Money is all about the Thump a Thot Thursday. So
Thump a Thot Thursday. I like that.
Monk Money, man, what's the deal, man? Is it ever justified? For real, though. Is it ever justified?
Bro. Yes, it's justified sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even gonna lie. A lot of people probably won't agree with me, but I don't care. Yes. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
You walk away from situations, too many situations, you keep walking away from,
yeah.
Keep pushing me, you keep poking me, you're poking an angry bear. You're poking
an angry bear.
Yeah, you just keep poking at me. What the fuck you think is going to happen? You know what I mean? Like,
all of that.
And I don't condone hitting a woman. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't care, but I slap the shit out of a bitch. Hey, I'm just saying, 100.
On that note,
I'm just being 100 though. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like my mama always taught me, bro.
Uh-huh.
From knee high to a dog, somebody hits you, well, they better be prepared to get hit back.
Right.
And we as men, we suck that up a lot. And we don't do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you don't supposed to just beat on a lady. You're so much stronger than
her. Yeah.
But if the motherfucker just keep on poking at you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Doing shit to aggravate you, know that's going to irritate you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't understand, like, what you want me to do at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm walking away.
Right.
I keep walking away, but you keep coming at me, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you walk away and they follow you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. You know what I mean? And then they be surprised. Like, what the fuck you thought was coming?
Right. I think this is a different... Oh, shit, hold on. My man Marcus say, did you ever do that thing a couple weeks ago, dog? Yeah. They really do want to see you throw hot grits on somebody.
Hey, man.
Yo, that is too hilarious, dog. He just asked, wow.
Man, that's crazy.
Now, we ain't did it yet, man. We gonna test run that again later on, though. We're going to see what people think if they want money to throw hot grits on somebody. We're going to get it on tape, too. We might go live on Instagram, though. We go live on Instagram.
That
way, after it happens, can't nobody say the video and accuse you of it.
Right. Not yet.
Damn, I'm mad that people want you to throw grits on people.
That's crazy, man.
But no, I definitely dig what you're saying. Now, as far as, I guess I can't say it'd be justified, but I think the thing is a difference between getting, and this might sound retarded, but I think it's a difference between getting punched during an altercation and somebody who just physically abusing, beating you up for no reason. Now, if it's an altercation and, like, shit just get heated and it's, like, some, you know, sometimes you got that rapid reflex. You know what I'm saying? Just rapid reflex to
sometimes
get a nigga off.
You know what I'm saying? On purpose either, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfucker kick you in your nuts. What's your reflex?
Right. You're gonna punch that ass. That's what I'm saying. So if it's in the altercation, then I'm thinking, you know what, I can understand it, though. You know what I'm saying? I can understand it. Even though at the same time, I guess I can't say that I justify it, but, I mean, sort of.
It's real life, you know what I mean? Like, women, what if it's like a stud, bro, walk up on you? You know what I'm saying? Is that justified? Yeah, you know, if you want to dress like the dude's got her pants sagging, like, why you look at my girl, nigga? Like, huh? And she just fucked.
I think with that, that's different though.
Why?
Because if you want to be a man, then you go have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little different.
Put them hands up.
Right, you got to put them hands up.
Protect yourself at all times.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Protect yourself at all times. Because I'm coming like porn stars. You feel me? I'm coming like porn stars for real. I'm not even playing.
Right.
Did you see her hit me in the face?
Right. But I guess
Did anybody see me?
Yeah, she hit like a nigga.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, my shit was ringing.
Was she thinking that though? Was she thinking that before she stepped to you though? Like,
thank you. What was she thinking? Right. Like, a lot of women, you know, go and just, you know, test dude manhood, and you shouldn't, because you're gonna get something that you don't want. You know what I mean? And I don't condone dudes beating on girls. That's not crazy. I will step in if I just see a dude like, hey, cuz, man, what you doing to that girl, man? Chill out, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to beat her ass.
Because
like
it's dudes like that, though. That physically beat that girl ass.
Yeah,
like, nigga, I ain't about that.
Oh, my grits was made wrong. Bitch, come here. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Yeah, that's just stupid to me.
Hey, niggas do even fucking up some grits, though.
Yeah.
My man Fat Cat said it. My man Fat Cat said, "Trump that hoe, grab her by the pussy." Wow! Shout out to my man Fat Cat, man. Make sure you check out his show tonight after our show too, man. It's gonna be streaming live as well. But I think it's a fucked up situation, I guess, and it's easy for me to say it from this angle. It's easy to say it from my position because I'm a man. So as a woman, you know what I'm saying, perhaps in their head is never a reason, even if you push him to the limit where he should. And that's what's funny to me, because a woman be like, he should never do this, but they will push you to that level of no return.
Yeah.
And then try to still use that as an excuse because you a dude. Like, at the end of the day, man, I try – you know, I don't want to, you know, I mean, look at my fist. I don't want to punch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I may want, you know, to shake the hell out of her. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I may want to do that.
A slight choke.
Right.
Yeah,
a slight choke. Look, I'm for real.
All right, then just stop. You know?
I mean, I guess sometimes
that's like so much.
I said, stop it! Somehow, to me, that didn't really look like a slight choke, but that looked like a real choke.
Yeah. Kill your hair, salt!
And just let go.
And 2G's say, 2G's say, I said 2G's. I meant GG. Too many damn G's in the building.
GG.
GG, what we call it today? I don't even know. I don't condone it, but I don't condone females challenging men physically or verbally either. We know how to push our buttons. That's the truth, though. And that's the thing. Women will admit that all the time, that they know how to
push
your buttons.
Yeah.
So why the fuck do it, though?
Yeah.
You try to test it?
Yeah.
That's like fucking with a dog. Like, you know this dog that bit the shit out of the last four motherfuckers. But
his mouth is foaming.
Right. You just gonna keep on picking at the fist until you bite the shit out your ass, then you gonna try to sue the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? Theoretically, if you walking up on the porch getting ready to throw the newspaper and everybody know you about to get ate by the dog and then nobody say nothing. I'm just saying. That was personal. It wasn't me, but it happened in the neighborhood. I'm sorry. Shout out to my man Rex. My man Rex got locked up like 3 times. And yes, we're talking about a dog. my man Rex got locked up. He chewed up the paper girl, man. I definitely apologize. I'm sorry. She all right, though. She all right. She lives.
She
hey, so Gigi also said, keep your, what did he say? Okay. He said, hands or keep your girl cousins on speed dial.
Oh.
Like, so, you know, call you.
Oh, see what's going on.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's nephew. Hey, you don't know we doing the show? I should FaceTime and put him on camera too. I wonder how I could do that. I don't know. The wonders of science. All right, so look, we got another comment though. I got Michelle says, don't ever expect to put hands on someone and not expect to clap back. That, and I think that goes for men and women though. And it all just goes back to what I'm saying about women's expectations of a man's limit.
Yeah.
Like, if you know a man's limit, then at the same time, you should know yours.
Yeah.
That's why, know yours.
Yeah.
Know when to stop. All right, I pushed this nigga enough.
Right.
Because in a minute, he gonna follow me, and I can't do shit.
Right, right. Right.
I earned this shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat this one.
Right, I'll eat this one, literally.
For real.
Don't forget, man, if you're checking us out right now and you want to call in and give us a comment, make sure you hit us up, 760-283-4647. It's right here on the back of the computer as well. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click that link in the status bar right now and go over there and watch it from YouTube live. And then hit subscribe.
Did that rhyme?
Subscribe. Live. Subscribe. I don't know. Yeah, I think it was that shit from before the show.
Yeah.
But look, so ladies, I really want to know, though. I got a couple of women already commented, you know what I'm saying, to let us know what was popping as far as that goes.
They condone
because they know that there's some women who are completely out of control.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's almost like, well, let me ask you this. Do you think those are the women who have experienced it or seen their mother experience it and think that that's just a way to communicate?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess, but I don't know, man. They like bad kids, bro. Like, you know this motherfucker need a whooping. You know he need a whooping. You ain't gonna whoop him. All right, then go ahead. You live with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't live with that.
Get your mind, look like you have something to say, dog.
I've even heard some women equate how angry they do get with them is how much they love.
They
them.
Love.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some women do it just to see.
To
that
see.
Drive.
Now, how weird is that?
That's something. That's some psychological.
Hell yeah.
To deal with.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
It's more common than you think.
Hell yeah. No, I believe that. I believe that 100%.
I think these bitches is just masculine as hell.
Is that what it is?
Got too much testosterone.
Well, look, let's.
These hoes got motherfucking deep ass voice.
5 o'clock shadows.
Big ass clips and shit.
Oh, wow. Shut up.
You just
called somebody clit out right now who watching. Like, damn.
Oh,
that
up.
Nigga talking about me. But look. But I want to touch on what you're saying, though. So, and I think that's true. Like, not just in a physical aspect. But I think a lot of women are becoming masculine because, I ain't gonna say, yeah, we have one somewhere. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna say that it's because they forced into it, but I'm gonna say it's because they forced into it. Mm-hmm. All right, so see, I tricked you up with the wordplay right there. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really wordplay because I just said the same thing.
I mean,
but
many of them are forced into being goddamn Mike Tyson and shit. I mean, if you keep getting with a nigga that you keep running into his,
oh no,
I mean, goddamn, I mean, yeah, you gonna get tough as a motherfucker.
Oh no, I ain't talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about their position in the household. That they've been put in a position of the leader for so long that they became somewhat masculine.
So what? That made their testosterone pump more?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think so. I mean, I ain't no scientist or that, but I think so.
That's a whole other show, but I can get into that. But yeah, you actually dealing with hormonal imbalances, which is an issue.
Exactly.
A social issue on a whole other level that people really just look past.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, GG say, control your hoes. Say a real lady wouldn't dare unless you're trying to provoke some good love making. Choking and stroking. She just said what you said,
yeah,
though. It's more common than anything. Like, yeah, beat me down, boy. Like, what? Like, what the fuck?
Like,
you gonna call the police?
Literally kill it.
Literally kill it. Yeah.
Kill it.
Don't forget, if you're checking us out right now on Facebook Live, you can click the link in the status bar right now and go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. All right, you can watch it from there as well because we are also streaming live. But if you want to be heard on the radio, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, and then you'd be live on the ad. You know what I'm talking about?
Live and subscribe.
Live and subscribe. Right, so look, more money. I gotta ask you, man.
What's up, dog?
If you ever was in a position, like right now, you don't have no daughters. Mm-hmm. But if you ever was in a position where, you know, she was getting Mike Tyson, what do you ask her? Because this is where a lot of women get fucked up, though, I think. Because a woman, and this is just my theory, but a woman will come to you and say that she got beat up or whatever, and a lot of the times the response is, what did you do? Ain't that fucking them up, too, though, by asking them that? Yeah. Like, if a woman tells you she got her ass beat, then the first thing you think is, damn, what you do to get that?
Hell yeah.
That's going to make her think like, damn, everything I do is going to provoke this. So ain't that's fucked up too, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of adding to it.
No. If you teach your daughter to keep her hands to herself and defend herself.
Right.
I'm not telling her don't defend herself, but don't hit that man and not expect that man to want to hit you back.
Because I've been in situations where these people knew how she was. You know what I'm saying? She come back all slapped up is because, and the first thing they asked her is, what you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do you do? You know this dude is a chill dude. What the fuck you do?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? You know, right.
He ain't no beater.
Right. So what the fuck you do? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what happened first before you anything happened? And I've been in a situation like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna just haul off and slap a girl for no reason. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Nah, I feel you.
And even if it is a reason, I probably won't slap the shit out of her.
Right, you just gonna choke.
This is a slight
a slight choke.
No, I'm just joking. I ain't gonna do that, but you know what I'm saying? But I mean, in certain situations, like you said, they poke at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And they antagonize you. You know what I mean? And then what you think is gonna happen, man?
Right.
I don't understand. Like, you expect some women expect it, like Lee said. Like, I mean, they want it.
They want it. That's how they want it. Yeah.
Cause I ain't even gonna say it.
Hey, real quick, man. Don't forget, you can call in. Also, hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. We're going to shoot to the phone lines real quick. I got 313-808. You on live straight from the E-Block. Holler at your boy.
What up, though?
What up, though?
What it do?
How y'all doing?
We doing good, baby. You said
so,
you already getting hit on me.
What you say?
You not over there getting punched, are you?
Nobody beating on you, is it?
Hell no. I don't buy that shit. I'm from the gutter, big boy, 205. I mean, we scrap it out.
Right.
Before we do anything. But I don't know. I might be a little biased in this situation because sometimes bitches just need to shut the fuck up. Like, you can't intrigue a nigga to where he might want to punch you to make you shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, you don't get somebody, you can get I mean, Chris, like, you saw my Chris Rock, he said it before in one of his comic stands, like, it might not be right to kick an old man down a flight of stairs, but I do it.
Right. 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 He did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might not be right, but this nigga pushed me far enough, and I'm like, fuck you. You got it up. So watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Don't intrigue me. Don't push me. Don't get me there to where I will fuck you up.
Right.
You put your hands on somebody, anybody can get it.
Damn. 48205 in the building. Yeah. Part of my east side.
You know
what I'm
talking about.
That's what's up.
I mean, no, that's just real, though. Like, if you can entice a man, you can say some ill shit and do that, and then you start. I have seen it before. Females have enticed me. Like, this thing just sitting there docile. Like, all right, bitch, shut up. Leave me alone. Shut up. And this bitch just keep proging and proging and proging. And then when he slap you, man, you want to call the boys, like.
Right. See?
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you didn't tell them all the ill shit you did before. So, if you slap first, you hit first, for sure. That's just a natural response. I had a homegirl. She did that shit to her nigga, and they married now. She probed and probed and probed and probed this nigga, and he slapped the shit out of her. I was in the car. We was a witness. I'm a witness. Slapped the shit out of this nigga, right? They married right now. True story. They married right now. She slapped the shit out of this nigga, and he slapped the fuck out of her. And then I'm like, get out the car. Like, oh, shit, bitch, what are you about to jump this nigga? And she walked back to the car holding her forehead and shit. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? She like, I spit in this nigga face. I'm like, oh, well, bitch, and I just opened the door for her. You spit in somebody's face. Like, you.
I seen
this nigga spot the fuck out of her. She flew, dog. I swear to God, like 2 feet. I came back and picked the bitch up and helped her. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? I'm thinking we about to whip this nigga ass. I just fuck that whole ass nigga. I just spit in his face. I'm like, oh, well, bitch, get in the car.
Right.
Ain't no rules. Like, you shoot first, nigga, I blast last.
That's thug life for real right there.
Yeah.
hey, thanks for your call, though, baby.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
Nah, she said she went to pick her up. She said, what you do? I spit that big nigga face. All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, like, duh. What you supposed to do in that situation? You spit on this man. That's the ultimate disrespect.
That is, though. It really is. It truly is.
That's
the worst shit ever, dog.
Nobody.
Don't do that to nobody, dog. You ain't lying, dog.
I'm sorry. That's a biological attack, dog.
I got another comment, though. I got a look like D. Mariah. I hope I pronounce that right. Dang, I can't even.
Call in.
It rolled up. Yeah, D. Mariah, call in the phone number so you can give us that comment. Cause the comment's rolling. I missed it. Like, I can't get it back down. You might can catch. I don't know. You might not can.
Mariah.
Demaria?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I said that all wrong. Demaria, my bad. Demaria, yeah, hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, man. You can comment from there, because I lost the comment. It was scrolling too fast.
Demaria, but what if she didn't do nothing to get hit? Your daughter, then I would say that would mess her up.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
That's true shit.
And that's why I said, I think it's a way that you handle it, or the way that it's handled early on kind of probably dictates how a woman handles it when she get grown.
Exactly. And that's what I'm about to say.
Go back to what you always say.
Always say, start from the household, bro. Like, you gotta fucking raise your kids right. You can't raise these motherfuckers any kind of way to expect something good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they basically raise their fucking self, so they gonna do what they want. You know what I mean? So you can't be their friend. You can't be their friend all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta be a parent sometimes, though. You can't be their fucking friend all the time.
Instilling self-esteem.
Yeah.
loving yourself.
Hell
that's
yeah.
A lot of them don't teach. They give them all these gifts and have them all pretty and beautiful and walking around thinking they on fleek and look how beautiful. They never taught them how to really love
hell
it,
yeah.
how to be alone.
Right.
You watch a lot of women just go from boyfriend to boyfriend to boyfriend.
Because they don't know how to be alone. No, that's the truth.
Sit your ass still and be alone.
Right. Exactly.
You got to clean to this dude that's whooping your
yeah,
ass.
Right.
Right. No, that's most definitely the truth, dog. And but I guess the thing is who this I don't know if this is a trick question or not, but whose responsibility, well, not it's both parents' responsibility, but do you think it's easier for a man to teach his daughter how not to overstep those boundaries or a mother? And I ask that because I feel like it's easier for a father to teach his daughter that only because the mother may have never learned it. She might be a rest in peace to my man Charlie Murphy. She may be a habitual line stepper. Right? You know what I'm saying? He's a habitual line stepper.
Hey, but my thing is, it takes two. You know what I'm saying? It definitely takes two parents to fucking raise a kid.
I agree.
So the dad can instill only so much.
Yeah.
The mother gonna teach you how to act like a lady. You understand me? And that's
if,
not
if
acting
she
like
knew
lady.
How.
If she knew how.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's her job. That's her role. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know, in the relationship, daddy teach protection and everything else. You teach her how to be a lady. You know what
right.
I'm talking about? And I can't do that because I ain't got lady parts, so I don't know how to fucking do that.
Yeah.
So that's your role. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a daughter. One day I might.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if I did have a daughter, I'm going to teach my daughter.
That's
and you don't hit no man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hit somebody, expect to get hit back at all time. Protect yourself at all time.
Right.
Now, Lena says, what if, is that Lena?
Yeah.
What would you do if your son's girlfriend told you that your son put his hands on her?
Oh, that make it a little different.
Yeah, I'm going to shake his ass up.
Right.
Like, it's no point. Why would you fucking do that?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Move the fuck on, bro.
Yeah, he getting dealt with. And the reason I think it's most important for your son, though, is because at the end of the day, you can't really dictate or control what somebody else's kid is doing, which is this girl. Like,
yeah.
you can't control what she's doing,
but I can control mine
and tell him, like, this shit ain't popping.
Bro, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Now, Jessica say that, shout out to Jessica who just dropped a comment, said, damn, I missed it. Damn, they rolling up fast, bro. I can't even catch them. And say, I think it said yes, but I think that's the only time that it's acceptable. I think that's what she said. It's basically like when it's some kind of confrontation. And then, these motherfuckers scrolling. Katie says a man can hit me if he hits hard enough to kill me and my eternal suffering.
Damn, Katie,
that was. It's gonna be all right, Katie.
I'm sorry.
Right, I don't know what to say about that.
Call after the show.
Right,
we'll get you a.
Right, I know you want to call. You might want to call in, right?
Yeah.
760-283-4647.
And we can connect you to some people that can help you.
Right, because we don't want you to have no eternal suffering.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Damn.
But yeah, I think in that situation, that's a great scenario though. That's a great scenario as far as, you know, what would you do as far as your son being the one who's a hitter, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Now, I guess this is the hard question, though, and I'm going to ask it because we only got a few minutes left. And Facebook, man, if it's some fellas out there watching right now, y'all can chime in the comment or hit us up at 760-283-4647. I want to know this, man. So that do happen, and you want to pop off on your son. What do you tell him? Like, what is it that you say to your son after he didn't win upside his woman head?
Are you fucking stupid?
Go upside his head.
And that's it. Like, how you like it?
Now, hold on. We're going to go back.
Now, how you like
uh-huh.
it?
Go back.
Okay.
What happened?
Right. You going to go to that first?
What happened?
I don't want to hear that.
Hold on. We just said another situation. What happened?
What
you
happened?
Saying? So we also need to find out before I criticize or crucify my son.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to tell him to use better judgment next
right.
time and
yeah.
control and don't be pushed to certain limits.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, what happened?
Yeah.
She might have got a little fraudulent herself.
Yeah.
Man, you walk away. You fucking young. You don't
yeah.
need them problems.
Now, she's spinning his face. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spinning his face.
Yeah. What you got? I guess what you got to do then for all the fellas out there with young sons getting into their dating game, I think what you got to do is you got to teach your little dude how to judo chop. I think if you judo chop, Like, you could probably get away with that, right?
Yeah.
Like, the bitch spin your face, you judo chopper and shit, instead of hitting her in the face.
Yeah. Or it's a Donkey Kong punch.
Yeah, get a little throat slap.
But see, now let's talk about the dark side of it. The motherfucker the one that pressed charges.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? There's a dark side to that shit.
He ain't gonna see that, though. He ain't gonna leave no bruise. Yeah, not that I've ever done it. I'm just saying.
Like
no, I never judo chopped. Shut that shit up. Real quick, shut that shit up.
Yeah,
well, no.
It's follow through, the motherfucker.
Yeah. Now, my man C Dub say there's a lot of single women, a lot of single moms I know that teach their sons it's okay to put their hands on a female to defend themselves. Now, you know what? You got to use the to defend themselves as a disclaimer. But I know it's probably a lot of women, and I'm just saying, it's some women who really feel like that and will tell their son that and not even give them the option to walk away.
Right.
And I think for that, that's a little bit much. I think that's a little bit much, dog. Like, I don't want to encourage it, but at the end of the day, too, I'm not I can't tell you that you're going to be able to walk away every time a woman spit in your face. Like, I can't tell you that.
I can't
like,
walk away if nobody... it's life or death situation after that, dog. You know
life
what I'm
or death?
Yes, bro. You spit on me, dog. Like, for real. Like, what do I...
Life or death, though. I didn't know it was going to get that.
No saliva's in my face.
Yeah,
boy,
this is true.
Boy?
Yeah.
No, that's all I got
to
say.
He actually said he had to check his son about it the other day. Wow.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Okay. Now, a deeper part. What if you know that your homeboy is beating his girl?
Now, we had a conversation about this before.
Yeah,
and I think for me, when you grown, I kind of stay out of domestic situations. I am going to tell him, though. Like, bro, you shouldn't be beating your bitch ass. Like, that shit is. Like, somebody should have pulled Ike coattails. Like, dog,
no, this
quit whooping on
cake. Cool, bro. Like, this is cool.
She didn't want the cake. Don't force her to eat the fucking cake. You know what I'm saying?
At some point, I'm not finna hang with you no more, cousin. Because
no, because I don't want to
be
around.
Yeah,
I want to be around.
That shit, man.
I'm talking about we about to come through for game night and her lip all busted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool.
Yeah, right.
I'm cool on that, dog. So if it's the homie, I gotta tell him. And then, like you said, eventually I got to fade back because I don't want to get the phone call. Like, especially if we all cool. Like, let's say I'm cool with you and your wife. I ain't trying to get that phone call. Your wife ain't about to call me because you done damn near killed her.
Well,
I'm sorry, dog. You getting voicemail, baby. I'm sorry. Like, we all cool. You know, I got the audience behind me on that one. I mean, we all cool, but dog, I don't even want to be involved in that. And that's why I'm like, dog, I'm gonna have to fall back. I'm gonna tell you, like, dude,
I can't mess with you,
even ask you on some 100 sincere shit, like, my nigga, do you need some help? Like, you want to talk about that shit? I am, but then after that, like, dog, it's just like anything else. When you grow up and you grow apart from people, you figure out it's some shit that they doing that you just
don't condone it.
Yeah. So I'm not about to sit around and be there while you whooping her ass.
I don't want
to
see that, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see that, bro. Like, I won't see nobody get their ass whooped for no reason.
Hey,
right.
Nigga, call me later on, my nigga. I'm going to holler at you later.
Right.
See why y'all handling this.
Yeah. Nah, that nigga will be getting voicemail from now on.
I don't
want
to see you. I won't see your girl busted lip no more. Like, I don't want to see none of that.
I mean, it ain't even funny, man. That's a real serious note right there. And I think for a lot of women have, like, this is a fucked up thing, too. Just an observation I noticed through the years is a lot of women, whether physically or mentally, have been abused, like, as kids. Like, this
mm-hmm,
is,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women out there that's just fucked up, like,
yes,
from back
yes,
in the day.
Yes,
and, like, you get to them, and it's like, nigga, it's a lot, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people don't know how to accept help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of people, especially us, black folks.
You know, we don't know how to accept, you know what I mean? It's people we can talk to get over those situations.
Yeah.
You know, we know it happened. You know it happened. We need to talk it out with somebody.
Right.
Try to level it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, us, we just fucking put a Band-Aid on and keep stepping.
And keep it moving, right.
And then that shit just start oozing out the side of the Band-Aids on my fucking girl, for real.
I guess it's so, I guess it's because they, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. Especially for us, I think it's just because we so used to dealing with struggle that like, we think that it's a badge of honor. Like, really, the struggle ain't really a badge of honor. You know, because, I mean, I say it. The struggle is real. Like,
it is
not
real.
Right, but it's like I think we wear it as a badge of honor when really it should be a cry for help.
Well, yeah.
Right. I don't think we don't really understand that, though.
I don't
want to
do this no
crazy.
More. I don't want to struggle.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, we only got like a couple minutes, man. You got to hit us up if you want to comment 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key, or you can drop us a comment in the comment zone right here. Don't forget to click on eblockradio.com. It's right there in the status bar, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. You can see all the replays.
Subscribe.
It's so hard for me to say that three times in a row.
Yeah.
Make sure you go there and hit that subscribe button for real, though. But you got a couple minutes. Again, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647.
Hit the
number one key. Yeah. So we're gonna go around one more time, dog, because it's about that time to get up out of here. So Monk Money, dog.
Huh.
Is it ever a good time, or a time to be, I guess, justified that a man hits a woman?
Yep.
Leave it at that.
Yep. Because, I mean, for real, though.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, dog, you have only thing you have is... Like Scarface said, your balls in your word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I say stop, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. That's my word. Like, I'm for real.
I'm
like,
going to slap the shit out of you.
Shit out
right.
In a couple minutes. Chill out, fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't heed to that warning, then don't be surprised when that motherfucker and have your cheek red as hell.
Have your cheek.
Hell yeah. Have your face because I'm going to chill. You know what I mean? We'll get that slight the neck. You know what I mean? That slight choke. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do it often.
Right.
I know I talk a lot of shit, but I ain't into doing all that shit.
Yeah, you ain't into
but
that kind
of thing. If I'm forcing, if it's needed, it's going to come out. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I had a small temper. It's really small, you know what I mean?
Small or short? Just both.
Both.
Everything.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I act out. In some situations I don't shouldn't have to sometimes, you know what I mean?
Over the top.
But it is what it is. I know who I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I dig that.
Yeah, I will slap shit out.
You slap the shit. Yeah. My man Marcus say he got them grits, man. Man, they really
man,
want them grits.
They really want
them grits. Hey, so we go right, got them grits. We go round it out right now, man. I'm gonna go ahead and end it off. So yeah, I think we've come to an agreement. Even most of the ladies that chimed in today kind of agree.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. There is a point where definitely it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only so far you can push a man until it ain't no coming back from it. And so many women know that, but still insist on pushing that bar.
Hell yeah.
So in that case, I think some, and I know this probably sounds terrible, but some women put themselves in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman who, like you said, didn't make the bed or... Or the oatmeal wasn't right, and she getting her ass beat. That's different.
The bitch, you gave away the big piece of chicken.
Right. Even though the big piece of chicken is if a nigga gave my big piece of chicken, I'll be pissed. If I came in, it was. I'm just saying, we talking about chicken. We gotta get out of here though. I'm saying I'll be pissed. So I got two big ass breasts and shit. They gone, and I got two wings in that motherfucker. I'm gonna be pissed the fuck off. Exactly, dog. That nigga said pinwheel.
Yeah.
on that note, man, we're going to roll up out of here. I want to thank everybody who checked us out on eblockradio.com, everybody who called in today, everybody who checked us out on Facebook Live, everybody who checked us out on YouTube Live. We everywhere, dog. Make sure, though, right now, if you're watching, share this video. Also, go to the YouTube page and subscribe to our YouTube channel because we funny as hell, and then sometimes we say real shit. But on that note, man, we're going to roll up out of here, dog. You know exactly what it is. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, on the earth.
On earth.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, man. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high.
Boy, Monk Money. I'll be going with the man on that. Your boy, Monk Money. You know what it is.
Right, you know what it is, man. We up out of here, y'all. Peace out.
studio. Good. House. Stern. And money.
Napa Guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Good friends on hand, and cold beer on tap. When you're at the bar, there's no better day than game day, and no better light beer than the original. Ask for Miller Lite, the original light beer. Always brewed to have more taste with only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein, 0 grams fat.